I will open the Joint Committee on Legislative Audits for May 16th, 2017. We have a number of action items, and then we have a couple of items of discussion. Last meeting, we reviewed the audit review forms and criteria. Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
Good job.
Review of audit review request tracker. Okay. Do you want to give a really short presentation on
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Happy to do that, Mr. Co-Chair. So you'll see on under your meeting materials, it's a document. If you printed it out, it would look like this. But given that we have started this process, it seemed like it would make sense for us to start having a way to make sure we're keeping track of requests that come in, as well as then who that assignment goes to. And what you see here is draft. Some of it is what we've kind of been talking about, but some is just putting some things on here to get the conversation going. When we would complete it, and then at some point with those documents, we would have the link to the completed document and then other information. So this is just kind of my starting point. Certainly open to anybody's suggestions on ways to change this or update this. And on the documents we just approved, what I'm assuming we would do is about, you know, annually kind of come together at least every 2 years and look at those documents, make sure there's nothing that needs to change with those. We would do the same thing with this, but this would allow us to bring this before the committee and the committee to look at it and see kind of what's been going on. So that's what that item is. Just wanted to make everybody aware. And then the other thing we are looking at is creating a unique spot within the legislative fiscal website for audit information to make this easy for people to find and get to all the forms, the documents, those kinds of things.
And this is not really, this is not an item just for discussion,
Correct.
Not approval.
Correct.
So I'll represent Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Teresa, I think it'd be helpful if we have, you know, I don't know, staff summary, but at least more than just what we have for the item description, don't you? Or something, or a page attached. Maybe the form stays
maybe
like this, and they have a page attached for each one of them, have a little more detail. So, and I'm not opposed, you know, in the House, we're talking about identifying who submitted amendments. Mm-hmm. You might want to say who submitted or who requested. Mm-hmm. So that they can,
that's
a suggestion.
And I think we can actually at least do that for a few years until we get to too long of a list. To actually do that on.
Or at least on everyone that's moving forward and has been assigned, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't. Thank you. I don't have a better word for it, but is assignment a good term for it? Because it's as if this has been given to them to accomplish. It's mm-hmm. an assignment. But it's not really that. So, but I'm not sure what the word would be.
No, I understand what you're saying. Because in some cases, they can choose to accept that assignment
right.
or not.
Right,
so, let me, unless somebody has a better word.
Referral?
We could do that.
The one we're after.
Yeah,
are you going to, let's see, the underlying is.
Let me think about that and look at some other folks and what, because other states have some things too. So I'll see if I can come up with a better word
requested.
And bring that back. Date received. The date assigned, what the idea was on the day that the committee says, Teresa, you're going to do that within fiscal, or we're going to send something to the Secretary of State asking them. It was, so it could be maybe date of committee action. And then, you know, we could talk, and then coming up with another word for the assignment, because I understand the issue. So.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none. We'll go on to the third item, which is a substantive item. This is actually after a number of weeks of discussion at the committee level, a number of individual meetings, I believe, between Ms. McEwen, some of the members. This is the actual letter to the Secretary of State. And so you can see it identifies two audits at the top and then an additional two audits. These are the items that seem to come to the highest level of agreement on this, and then some of the other items may be actually considered internally, as we've seen from the list here, where we
right.
have some resources within LFO. Is there a motion, and then we can do the discussion, to approve the letter to the Secretary of State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. I got that on my desk. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, did you get a copy of the letter from the Subcommittee on Ways and Means on Transportation?
No, not yet.
Regarding that topic?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we send this letter to the Secretary of State.
Okay. Any discussion of the motion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Now we're going to go on to an interesting discussion that I would think I would start with Ms. McHugh leading.
Okay, well, we have a couple of things, but one is the discussion of what kind of legislation should come to this committee.
And if you could also explain, I think most people on the committee know the problem we had with House bills coming to this committee.
So two things happened this time, and the first is that I think this committee in some respects was overlooked, as was JLCMT in a way, of being a place for bills to be referred. And you know, and so then it became another issue of where under current House rules, bills can't be referred to either JLCMT or to this committee. We did work with the Senate and kind of put the word out, wait a minute, you know, audit bills should come to this committee. At this point, nothing has been assigned. I did do a search on what bills were out there that affected audits in some way. There are, of the 10 that I looked at, and a couple I would say are a little bit of a stretch of whether or not you would want that bill to have come here anyway, but four of those have not had hearings. Three have had a public hearing, and then nothing else happened to them. So all of those potentially could have come here. We only have one that's out there right now. Well, there's two, but again, one is it passed the Senate Bill 890, and it really relates to city audits, so it would probably be a little bit of a stretch of it would come to this committee. On the other hand, in terms of audit practice, it might have been interesting, but that one is had a hearing in Judiciary and doesn't appear anything else has happened. We have one, House Bill 3377, which is kind of interesting because it actually directs the Oregon Business Development Department to report to the Legislative Assembly on their response to the recommendations in the audit. And as you will recall, as a committee, we had them here talking about that audit. That bill has passed the House and is currently in the Senate Business and Transportation Committee with a public hearing and possible work session scheduled for May 22nd. So,
what was the bill number again, please?
House Bill 3377. So, even in this process, that process of getting bills here has become a little bit of an issue and is, I think, something we want to talk about. What kind of legislation would the committee assume they would like to have come to this committee, and then starting this on the front end going forward so we get into the queue, if you will, earlier to make sure legislation is coming here? Because, again, this, for example, would have been a bill I would have assumed could have come to the Joint Audit Committee, but I think we just again got very late into this process.
I think the other issue is there were some bills out there, they hopefully have not moved, literally requesting that audits be done.
Correct.
And so I think in practice, any bill in the legislature that requests an audit be done should actually come to this committee. The one thing I'd like to see from this is just a consensus from the committee that the committee co-chairs can submit a letter to the presiding officers asking that in the 2018 session that the rules reflect that bills can be referred to this committee, and also stepping one step farther, that this committee can originate bills. Yeah. You look like you have a question. Representative Nathans.
This is not about bills.
Yeah.
It's occurring to me that when we have Ways and Means subcommittees that in the course of their work, they're hearing about performance measures. Yeah. And something is looking like this performance measure needs to be updated because the target isn't very high. They keep meeting the target. Shouldn't they try to do better? Or they haven't been doing very well for a couple of cycles in a row. I wonder why. It seems like if someone was always keeping an eye on those performance measures, there might be something that this committee would decide would warrant some discussion, at least, at this committee.
I think that's very true. Actually, it's probably true why one of the audits we requested is the Department of Revenue, based upon their lack of performance and various performance measures. Mm-hmm. So,
but back to the base question.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea, and I would actually make a motion that we do allow the co-chairs to do that.
Okay. Any discussion?
I think that's a good idea. I think working in Ways and Means, we bring up the issue, but we don't go back or, you know, we recommend, but that might, especially in some key functions like revenue, I think that in the this we're looking at policy and outcomes. Mm-hmm. So
that wasn't the main question, which was to allow you to send a letter to president and the speaker.
Yeah. Supporting the letter.
Because I think unless we make an issue out of it and get it sent to the right people, we'll be back here in 18 and the rules will not have been amended to allow for this. So, okay. Any additional discussion?
On this topic or not?
Yeah, or on this topic. Yeah. So, okay, there's been a motion. Is there any additional discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Then, any items for discussion for the benefit of the order? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kocher. In an informal discussion or comments by Secretary of State Richardson, he mentioned that he has set up a quick reaction audit team. Do you know anything about that, Teresa? I would ask Teresa to check with the Secretary of State's office and see if that's in fact true and how we interact with that.
Mr. Yeah. Co-chair, members of the committee, Representative Wisnant, they have, at this point, I'm not aware whether they have an identified team as such. They are certainly trying some new things in terms of alerting us earlier on things that they might find that you know we'll have to kind of watch as well, because some of those alerts are not going to be according to audit standards. So we want to make sure we're careful too about what they're doing as well as here. But I believe that once we now send this letter to them saying here's what we would like you to do, my understanding is I think they are planning to come back to our meeting 2 weeks from today and discuss how that audit plan is shaping up, any additional questions they might have on these, and that might be a good time. I'll ask them if they could give us more of an update.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Thank you. So because we talked about that, I definitely support it. I think the committee's talked about, you know, when we get something in the news that's really bad on this body, that we think that maybe we could ask the Secretary of State, do you have the capability or whatever to send to get some quick information to help prove or disprove or something, I think is important for the character and the transparency of this body.
Okay. Any additional items for discussion? Seeing none. This meeting is adjourned.
So I apologize.
This meeting is adjourned.